Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to the show where Michelle is froze below us. A great start to the show. If you're listening on radio, you have no clue what we're talking about, but it's hilarious. We're in the middle of Mercury retrograde, and Michelle's having technical problems. We had all kinds of technical problems, you know, Blog Talk and a lot of other technical problems, but they've all cleared up. But now Michelle finally made it on, but she's frozen. Oh, wow. But Charlotte's here, too. Hi, Charlotte.
Hey, happy to be here.
Yay. And
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And you heard the intro music. So that means that Blog Talk's actually working, which is amazing.
Right.
I know. You can call into the show. Here, give me just a second to type this in, folks. I'm going to type this in the chat. 714-816-4628. So, yeah, you guys can chat with us in the chat room and ask questions in there and stuff, but you can call us, 714-816-4628, and we got some callers coming in already. We'll be going to the phone line shortly. Hopefully, it'll keep working. We've had a lot of issues with Blog Talk over the last, since December, really.
Okay. Yeah, that's crazy. I don't even know how they can. I mean, I know that 1 month they didn't charge you, but I honestly think until they are working like on the regular that they should either give you a, you know, half off or not charge you anything.
Well, I didn't have time yet to even send them a message about those outages. Because I've been too busy. I need to write Blog Talk. You know, I've got this list, the to-do list, and it's on there, but, you know, I got to get to it. You know, I mean, there's so much. Oh, my God. And then, of course, last night was karaoke and running around town doing errands because I only get in town and get to get products, things I need, you know, once a week, once every 2 weeks, you know, so. And I was so tired today that literally was just laying in bed the entire time. I mean, I'd get up to put the trash out because they picked up today. And then I climbed back in bed. Then when they picked it up, I went outside and got the can and put the can in, came back in, made coffee, climbed back in bed, you know, and it's been like that all day. Just a lot of people are reporting that they are just so tired. You know, and then Mercury retrograde is affecting us all in different ways, you know, like look at Michelle just now, you know.
I know, but I think she's here with us now.
I made it. Woohoo.
Yep. So Michelle, I'm going to look something up on the net here. And while I'm doing that, Michelle, tell us about your technical problems and also what's going on with you. How's everything going?
Oh, not too bad. I couldn't get, for some reason, I could not hook up to Zoom.
Yeah, we saw you come in and then you popped out again.
Yeah, it just would not let me.
It was very strange.
Here. So... turn my volume up. Yeah, it would not let me hook up. So I had to go back out again.
Oh, how's everything going?
All in all, it was a good day.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So I did want to mention I saw Jasmina come in and Jill and Dan. So a lot of our regulars, you know, and of course, Jill and Dan are lifetime members. And Dan is one of our moderators in the chat. By the way, if you're listening to us on radio, maybe you're dialed into the show, what have you, you can join us on the YouTube Live and actually see us, see the cards, things like that, you know. And so the way you do that is open a new tab in your browser somewhere and type in psychic.cafe/live. That'll take you right over to the current live. And that's good every day. So like every day that we have a show, and you can see what shows are coming up by going over to our website, psychic.cafe, or the YouTube channel has them right at the top. You know, most channels actually have all the videos at the top. We have it down a bit because we have playlists above that, and then above that at the top, we have the upcoming live streams, because we're all about the lives here on our channel, which is, you know, not the norm. And, you know, and that's why we're, you know, even though we have 600 and something videos on the channel, we're growing really slow. And it's because we're about the lives and being here for you guys and for, you know, answer your questions and stuff like that. So you'll be able to go there and look and see what the upcoming lives are and what time they are, because we do have some in the evening, like this show, 6:30 Pacific. We have some shows that are like 11 a.m. Pacific, so that's 2 p.m. Eastern. You'll be able to see the upcoming shows. And then on that day at the time, you know, you just type in psychic.cafe/live, and it's going to take you right into the live. You can join us in the chat. You can see the video. You know, even if you're calling into the show, and by the way, Mercury retrograde is April 1 to April 24. It is almost the entire month. Holy cow. Yeah, I just wanted to look that up. Crazy, crazy stuff. But anyway, it's a good day.
Too long.
yes. It's a good day. It's April 11th. 11. I love when it's an 11 or a 22, because those are the master numbers. And I know a lot of numerologists don't pay attention to master numbers in the dates like that, only if it's like your life path number or sometimes your destiny or attitude number. But I do, because I think it's always significant when it comes up, you know. So master illuminator number. Yeah, that's what's going on today, learning and teaching the higher concepts and things like that, mentoring people. And of course, 11 reduces to 2, which is relationships, mentorship. What's the other one I always say? Mediation. Mediation and things like that. And then I did not pull cards for today. I pull cards for tomorrow. I'm gonna pull some cards anyway, just see what comes up. Oh, yay, I love that. Knight of Cups. So yeah, you know, it's funny too. I should have saved the cards, Charlotte, because you asked me to pull cards on tonight's show because you were gonna be on co-hosting, which you don't do all the time. So you're wondering, how's the show going to come out, right? Are we going to have fun, you know, or is it going to be a disaster? And we got really good cards. We got really good cards. But then I pulled this card and hey, it's still good. Knight of Cups coming in, you know, Cups is emotions, fun. So let me pull another card just to see. Uh-oh. The Tower card. Uh-oh, we're in trouble now. We're going to crash and burn. Well, hey, this may be a message for somebody. Maybe you're having this kind of day, but it doesn't have to be the crash and burning, though. A lot of times the Tower card is simply a shift in foundations. It's you know, you have certain beliefs, and it's like, what beliefs are no longer serving you? And you need to make a shift. You need to get rid of the old and, you know, focus on what you actually believe now, you know. So anyway, that's just a little something I did real quick. But mainly on the shows, I'm going to start just doing the cards for the next day, especially a nighttime show. So, yeah, I'd like to get to where I'm doing all nighttime shows and then just doing the cards of the day for the next day, Michelle.
So yeah, I like that idea.
I like the nighttime shows. I really do.
I do too.
The only time it makes sense, though, to have the daytime show, well, you know, Catherine's show on Fridays, it does really well during the day. And then, of course, the weekend shows do better, you know, during the day than the night because people are, you know, doing stuff and all, you know. But here's the numerology. Hold on, let me start that over again because I have to edit and have to have some dead space in there. So here is the tarot cards and numerology for Friday, April 12th. So that is the 3 energy, obviously, 12. 1 plus 2 is 3. So creativity and communication. Yeah, which I'm not doing very well right now. Anyway, but that's okay. Yeah. Great day to get creative. Oh, the entire day reduces to the 5 energy. So change. There might be some change going on for y'all today. It's a high energy number, so you can get a lot done here on Friday the 12th. Sometimes it can devolve down into chaos. Five is known as the chaos number, but order comes out of chaos. It's not always a bad thing. You know, you actually need chaos for change. That's why it's the other side of the coin, you know, change, and then the other side is the chaos, because you need the chaos to make the change. So 5 in numerology, if you think of 1 through 9, it's a procession, and you get to foundation and structure with 4, but a lot of people get stuck there and they don't move on. So you want to get to the higher numbers like 7 and abundance, 8, you know, and 9. So you need the chaos of 5 to break free. And then when you've done that, when you get to 6, 6 is a return to balance and harmony after the 5, right? And speaking of balance, card of the day, 2 of Pentacles, you know, there's a little juggling going on. Sometimes this card comes up when it's flexibility. Oh, and the Heart of the Matter card was the World card. I love when the World card shows up, you know, success, fulfillment. It's a great card to get. Sometimes in, you know, contemporarily wise, you know, contemporary meetings, I always think of the World Wide Web when I get this card. And literally the whole world's open to us because we have the World Wide Web, right? Now you put these two cards together, right? And now we're talking about, okay, so the real message is success can only come if you can maintain balance and harmony in your life. It could all, these two cards together can also mean that, you know, hey, maybe you need flexibility in your plans. You need to get creative. And, you know, that lines up nicely with the 3 energies today. So there you go. The cards of the day and the numerology of the day for Friday, April 12th. All righty. And Michelle, Charlotte told me she was not going to pull cards because we don't all need to pull cards. Yes, your microphone's off, hon. But
oops.
There you are. Yeah. However, if you want to pull cards, feel free, you know, but it's up to you.
Well, I pulled a couple of cards. I got the 6 of Water, which in this deck is talking about dreams. And what are you thinking of? What is it you want to do? And then I also got the receptivity card. Are you open to actually doing what it is you want to accomplish? Because you can have the dream, but it's not going to happen unless you actually put some work into it. Mm-hmm. And you're open to what it takes. I have.
Cool. All righty. Oh, more people coming in. I see Promise in the chat and Grand Madam Tarot. We always love when
Grand Madam Tarot. Hi, Promise.
Promise is in there. And I think they have some questions. Jasmina has a question for sure. But we'll get to that in just a minute. I want to pop over to the phone lines. Yeah. Before that, Charlotte, you, Your hair looks different. Did you get a haircut or something?
Yeah, I got about 6 inches cut off.
Wow, cool.
It looks really good.
And a whole lot of gray taken out of it.
Nice. Looking good, looking good.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. I like it when it's this way. But I just, you know, I put it off. And then I go, okay, I'm saving money and making the appointment for the day that I get paid. So there's no way that money can get used for anything else. And I'm going to get a haircut.
Yeah. It's funny that you mentioned that because yesterday before the karaoke, and remember I was doing all that running around, and I went over to Doug's and his mom, and like I cut his hair, and I also gave him like a facial trim, not really a shave, but like a facial trim, because he had let it grow to where he looked like, I can't even think of an analogy, you know, it's like Grandpa Moses, you know, 120 years old or something. Trimmed all that off and he looked 15. It was like unbelievable. But that's another reason why I'm tired, because I did all those things. Oh my God. And then I sang what, like 10, 12 songs last night, you know? And...
Okay. So for everybody that doesn't know, tonight we're playing a drinking game. Every time Dax says karaoke, take a drink.
Well, I don't think that's going to work too good because I wasn't planning on saying karaoke after I just said it the one time. Anyway.
You said it about 7 times.
No. No. Not on air, Charlotte. We weren't on air yet. We only just got
I'm just teasing you because I too love the karaoke. I just don't go anymore since I moved here, but
yeah,
I think I told you when I lived in Idaho, we went every single Friday and Saturday night, and we didn't care what the weather was like. And up there, I went to pick up one of my friends, and
we didn't care either.
I literally was driving through drifts that went over the top of my four-wheel drive truck.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I don't care. I know the road. I know it goes straight. And I just hit it. And we went to about 3 of those by the time we got to her house. And I was like, there's one to tell your grandkids about.
When I was younger and lived in, you know, major cities and stuff like that, you know, I used to go to karaoke at least 3 times a week, if not every other night or nightly sometimes, you know, but. It's the good old days, you know. Oh, a lot of people calling in, but no one has their hand raised. So I think we forgot to mention that when you dial in at 714-816-4628, if you want to be live on air with Charlotte and Michelle and me, make sure you push 1 on your dial pad. Okay. So that way we know you want to be live on air. Now, if you're just listening to the show, you're more than welcome to do that, folks. You can dial in and just listen. Don't do anything. You just dial in and listen. But if you want to be live on air with us, as soon as you get through, dial 1 on your pad, and that'll pop you up into the caller queue. It'll raise your hand. Literally, there's a hand that pops up next to your phone number that lets us know you want to be live on air with us. So once again, that is 714-816-4628. So, yes, if you're watching us on YouTube, of course, you can ask questions and get many readings and everything in the chat, but you can call in to the show, too. We're one of the only lives on YouTube that has a radio simulcast with a phone bank of 50 lines, you know, so give us a ring, 714-816-4628. We're going to go to area code 843 is our first caller. 843, caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Eddie. I'm calling from South Carolina. You know, while
hey, Eddie, how's it going?
I was saying, great. I just want to say this. Stay press one. I'll probably still wind up being the first person, and look what happens. I have power.
Yes, it worked.
Daddy with the power. Yeah. You should be giving us a reading, Eddie.
Yeah. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, if he says karaoke three more times, I hope everybody has an Uber, a number two, an Uber app or something.
Yeah. Luckily, we're all doing our show from home, and we can just roll into bed.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
If I have to call Uber to get home, I'm in trouble because I'm going to somebody else's house.
Oh. Well, you know, now that we're doing some of these evening shows, instead of, you know, coffee, we always have coffee and tea, and we have our coffee cups and tea cups and everything for Psychic Cafe. Of course, we have coffee, right? But I'm thinking for these evening shows, we need to have a big, giant glass of wine sitting here, you know? Sipping on wine the whole time. So Eddie, why'd you call in? Do you got a question for us, or what's going on with you today?
Yeah. I don't know if it's in the air or if it's me. I've talked to a few people, and they have been feeling very low vibration and kind of lethargic.
We were just talking about that. I'm still raising my hand on that one, Eddie.
Wow.
So I didn't mean to interrupt you. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, but I'm just saying, like I had some things I really wanted to do this evening, and I got kind of halfway there, and I just decided to go home. You know,
I'm getting
striving to find out what that is. Yeah, but it's an impediment. You know, we got things we need to do.
Oh, yeah.
People we need to help and see. And that vibration, man, it's like,
You know, for me, sometimes I notice that whenever there's like a seasonal change, sometimes this will happen to me, but nothing like it. This has been going on for me for well over a week now. And it's ridiculous because I'm like, I've got a life to live. I gotta quit napping. And I kind of have a funny story because I have my grandma that passed that hangs out with me all the time. And sometimes I just ask, hey, who's hanging out with me today, you know, to find out who's, and she's always with me. And I was in my recliner and she wedged herself in between myself, between the recliner and the wall. I mean, you know, this is all, you know, stuff you can see. You don't really feel it. The recliner is not moving. But she showed me herself behind the recliner with her back against the recliner, her feet against the wall, like trying to push me out of the recliner over to push me out of the recliner.
Wow.
I was like, if that's not a message right there, I don't know what is.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
Michelle, do you want to pull some cards, see what comes up?
So I got an abundant card, but I see that it is an abundance of vibrations. And then this card, the vibration is very high, which is a confusing time because you're also fighting. I got the fighting card, which means you're fighting the vibrations that are going on because there's different vibrations, but they're all at different levels. And some of your vibrations are suppressed. So what you want to do is get your vibrations in alignment. You want to raise some of your vibrations, maybe check some of your chakras. Some of them may need to be raised higher. Some of them may be too high and affecting some of the other chakras. this would be a good time to meditate and do some chakra alignment meditation to get your vibrations in balance.
Oh, my God, Michelle, I got to jump in because it's like that is so in alignment with what I was getting, too. It's just very, very strange.
Nice.
So, right in the center, I've got this page of wands. And can you see the energy radiating from the center of the card?
Yes. Yep.
Because this is the Waite-Smith deck that's the foil one, and it has all these interesting patterns in the foil. And it's like this energy radiating, and he's staring at the staff in his hand here, got his traveling cloak on and everything. There's three pyramids in the background, so that could be foreign travel, stuff like that. But it's just the pattern of energy. It's like exactly what Eddie said, what you're saying, what Charlotte said about there's just this energy, right? And next to that page of wands is two more wands cards, the two of wands and the nine of wands. And it's so bizarre because they're like this when they're laid down. Okay, so imagine the page of wands is in the middle, and then here the nine, he's looking away, and this guy's looking off into the distance. You know, it's like they're looking for something, right? And it's just, I feel like subconsciously that's how we all are and why there seems to be this thing going on and the energy and everything like that. And then bookending all those cards on each side, we've got the King of Cups, Cups is emotions, and the King of Cups, emotional stability, and the Hierophant ritual, right? And so it's bookending that. And so I think that the message coming through, the suggestion is exactly in alignment with what you said, Michelle, that people need to get into or establish or get back into or focus on some kind of ritual. And that could be anything from, I forget what you mentioned, like chakra realignment, Reiki.
Yeah.
You know, it could be as simple as taking a ritual Epsom salt bath, you know, with that glass of wine we were talking about a little bit ago, and the, and the candles and everything. And so the whole thing with this right now is establishing emotional stability here with this King of Cups. Okay. And you do that through ritual. And I think that's the message coming about, you know, and, you know, we're all feeling this, but also I wanted to mention different people are being affected in different ways. And the people around me, almost to a person today, have been unusually tired for no reason. You know, like they didn't do anything today to make themselves tired, you know. And, you know, we're just staying in bed till like afternoon, you know. And, oh, my gosh. Anyway, so... that's what we're seeing, Eddie. I don't know if that helps out, but that's what we got.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense because I've been striving to.
One kind of... Go ahead, Eddie. I'm sorry.
No, after you, please.
What were you going to say, Charlotte?
Well, cool deck that I've got that I really feel like I was meant, it's new. I was meant to have it. It's kind of a shaman oracle deck, but this is called the Amulet of Karukula. I guess that's how you say her name. And what she's talking about, again, it's all the same thing. It's like taking care of yourself. Changes are coming. You can't, unless you've got the right energy, when the change comes, you're kind of going to get bulldozed. But, you know, so the universe is kind of like coming together going, all right, everybody, you can fight me or not fight me, but take a nap. It's going to be the easier way. And then when the big change comes, which it will because summer's coming, then you're going to be ready for it. But I just thought this deck, this card was cool with the, you know, it's got all the feathers and the braids and it's so intricate and it's just, you know, it kind of shows how busy everything's going to get. And I think it just goes along with what Dax and Michelle also had to say. And I mean, there's even a jellyfish in there. That's a, this cards are so interesting. I don't know if you can see, but whoever the artist was, I guess I should know, is just freaking amazing. And to go along with, of course, I'm a big, huge Alana Fairchild fan anyway, because she's very wordy in her. You don't just get like three sentences that describe her cards. She wants everybody that gets her decks to have a lesson and to learn. And that's what I've been working on the last few nights. Of course, I've fallen asleep with her deck in my lap. Luckily, you know, the cards haven't fallen off and, you know, the dog stepped on them and stuff. But yeah, I think the change is coming and we need to take care of ourselves. To find that maybe we've all been pushing ourselves a little too hard as well. So I hope that helped, Eddie.
Thanks for the call.
Yeah, if I may, I wanted to say another thing
again.
In reference to, can you hear me?
Sure.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. This is another part of the challenge. There's some things going on in the family and there's a lot of opposition. And if I don't do what I need to do, just like what she just spoke to, it's definitely going to be me turning into Atlas in a lot of ways. A lot of the things are going to fall on my head, and it's not going to be beneficial to everybody involved. And, you know, in my situation, won't exactly be as secure as it should be. So that's another reason why I'm emphasizing on, you know, this feeling at the same time. And I noticed that it's kind of been that way just about since, let's just say 2019, without saying anything specifically about it, but I'm sure you catch what I'm saying. But an interesting thing is it's definitely hard or challenging to find like-minded people around, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have to agree with that. That's why you should come hang out with us, Eddie, because we're all like-minded. We love everybody to come and join us. You know, you can call and chat with us on the phone, or you can just – we have tons of fun in the chat room. And yeah, don't forget about us. Don't make us a one and done.
Right.
Yeah, we'd love to have you call back.
We have a whole community. You can go over and join psychic.cafe. That's actually the website, www.psychic.cafe. It's free to join. And we also do like private Zooms. And just hang out for an hour or two, and we all exchange ideas and answer questions, ask questions, you know, stuff like that. So we'd love for you to join us on, and everybody listening on Psychic Cafe out there. Thanks again, Eddie, for the call. We got to get going here though, because we got a bunch of other stuff going on. We got more calls coming in, and see, Raza came in and said hi, Uncle Dan. And then let's see. We already said hi to Promise, but Chrissy came in too. Hi, Chrissy. I said hi in the chat, but I'm going to say hi on air too.
Hi, Chrissy.
And here's some of the things I was seeing. Okay, so Promise says ritual baths are amazing. Promise also said we should have a karaoke night on YouTube. Yes, we could do that. And then
yes.
Promise had said that when I was showing the Page of Wands, they said that is the coolest Page of Wands I've ever seen. And yeah, it's from the Gold Four.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a fairly inexpensive deck. And I love using it on air because it shuffles really easy and quick. And it's PVC material. It's not cardboard like most decks are made out of cardstock. This is actually PVC pipes material, what they make pipes out of, PVC.
It's the hot tub deck.
And it's the hot tub deck because you can literally do readings in a hot tub. You can clean.
That's right.
Waterproof. And, oh, while I'm talking about that, I can pop up the link here for you guys. It is. Gold.
For a minute, I thought you were going to pop up the address for your hot tub, and I was like, whoa, whoa.
There we go.
Hang on now, buddy.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, most people are too far away, but if you find yourself down here in the Southwest, pop over to my hot tub, you know, it's always open. So here you go. Here you go, everybody. I'm going to give out the URL for that. It's psychic.cafe/goldfoil. You can go grab that deck. I think that's it. Actually, let me, you know, I'm saying that now, and I better go ahead and make sure it actually works. Because it's been a while. It's been a long while since I put that URL out there. Yeah, it's still working. And by the way, there's a whole bunch of different kinds of these goldfoil decks. So you go to that link and you can look around at the different ones, and they're very inexpensive. That's what I love about them. You know, I'm using this on air. I used to always say these are indestructible because they're waterproof and everything like that. Although some of them, I think the edges are starting to come up a little bit, you know, and so I'm starting. So it must be some kind of material, like think PVC material in the middle. And then the gold foil on the outsides. And so, you know, maybe this will eventually wear out. But the beauty is I can just buy another one, you know. They're priced between 10 and 20 bucks. It's like, yeah.
Love that.
So that's where that that Page of Wands came from. Let's see. What else was there? Okay, so Jasmina wants a general reading. Promise said, what do I need to know right now? Okay. So who wants to take Jasmina? Do you want to do that one, Charlotte?
Sure.
It is a just a general reading. So whatever you come up with. And then, Michelle, you want to do promises? What do I need to know right now?
All right.
Okay.
Wait, what does Jasmina want?
Jasmina just wants a general reading.
Just a general.
So you can do basically whatever you want on that one, right?
I'm going to use Pamela's Steel Oracle deck because it has such a great deck for
that.
I love it.
Edward just came in the chat. Edward, and he said, laugh out loud, the hot tub deck. Yes, that's exactly what it is. We can do reading. we were talking about it, Ed, and we said, you know, somebody could start a whole YouTube channel like that, where I don't know what to call it. You know how there was the Hot Tub Time Machine movies? It could be hot tub predictions or something like that. And they're sitting in the hot tub and they're pulling cards and they're you know, reading for people on the YouTube Live. Another thing someone could do is, because they're waterproof like that, you know, I don't know, something like you know how people do the daily cards of the day, you know, like we do, you know, the numerology and all, but they can make it infinitely more cool where every day, you know, there is the host in the shower pulling the cards and the shower head's right there and the shower's coming down, you know, and they got bubbles all over their shoulders and stuff and they're pulling cards, you know, it's like, okay, so for today, this is the message, you know, I can just see it, you know. Of course, knowing YouTube, they'd probably like ban us or not ban, they'd censor us or something. I'm crazy. No.
Oh, you're a little kinky.
Fantastic. I love it.
Nothing wrong with wrong, but you know, nothing wrong
yes.
with pink. That's all
so
I'm
what
saying.
Promise said, what Promise said was there are hot tub streamers out there actually, and there are tarot streamers, but we need hot tub tarot streamers.
Yes. See? There you go.
Awesome. So Charlotte, go ahead if you're ready with Jasmina's if you want, and then we'll get Michelle's. Michelle has her kitty. Look at that. You're missing it, Charlotte. She's got her kitty right there. Michelle has
baby
kitties.
I have to avert my eyes because I want one of those kittens so bad. It's not even funny. It's, you know, the universe is looking out for me going, no more animals at the moment. You cannot drive that far. So the first one I got was The Guardian.
Mm-hmm.
And again, holy shit, I did this silly thing. I bought a bunch of decks all at once and, you know. So excuse me while I
That sounds like a lot of our tarot people, you know.
Oh, that's right. So 29 is the guardian, and it represents the ability to communicate between the realms. And also mm-hmm. the number 29 is for trusted companionship. So that's a pretty good card. That's, you know, for general reading. And that's pretty cool to know that you can. You know, like the example I used, like my grandma's always with me. You know, that was something that I didn't even know I could do. I didn't know, but I went to a medium one time a few years ago, and she was like, oh yeah, she's always with you. And she told them, she's like, she'd never been alone since the day I died, and she passed away when I was like 11. So apparently I've been her. You know, she's always with me. When I say who's with me when I'm in the car, it's always her. It's always her and then somebody else. And sometimes the car will be full of people. It's like stuffing a telephone box full of people. My car will be full and I'll be like, I don't even know you, but come on along. You know, I mean. The next one was Soulfire. Love the artwork in these too. And this is kind of the tarot strength number 10. So you find completeness in divine order, which is kind of tied right in with the guardian speaking, you know, to the other realm. And then the shadows, and tell me if this is not the coolest dragon you've ever seen. I mean.
Oh, let me see. You might have to put it in front of you more, Charlotte, like down. Oh, there we go. Oh, I can see it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and again, it's 28. So I'm sorry I'm going to the books, but it's soul twins, and it brings cooperation and diplomacy. So I think what we're seeing here is these are all about communication, and it's not just communication between you and I mean, it's just flat out communication. So I think your general reading is pretty sweet. It leaves you in a pretty good place.
There you go, Jasmina. And then Michelle's going to do Promises. I was looking in the chat. Don't see any other questions, I think, after that. We do have phone calls to go to, however. But before you give your message, Michelle, I wanted to mention that anybody new coming into the live, into the chat on YouTube, you can just ask for a general, like maybe you want just a message from the universe. just type that in. You know, can you guys please pull some cards for me, or can I get a general message, or can I get a message from the universe? If you have a very specific question, go ahead and type it in into the chat. All righty.
Okay, so for promise, the message that I have coming for you is that you have something to let go. I got the letting go card, but what I'm seeing is in this card is that it is something deep. So you really need to take the time to see what it is that isn't serving you, that you don't even realize isn't serving you. So you have to do some deep searching to figure it out, what it is you have to let go of. And in order to do that, you have to listen to your own inner voice. You're going to have to go inside of yourself and learn to listen to what is your voice and what isn't your voice. What are your thoughts and what are not really your thoughts? What might actually be, once you get to know your thoughts, you're going to know the difference between what is your thought and what is a communication from a spirit, from the angels. And then once you have that, you will be able, we got the We Are the World card. You will be able to be connected.
We are the world.
I think that every time. You will be able to be connected with the spirits, with the other worlds, with the angels, and that's what you need. But you can't achieve that until you let go. And that could be self-doubt. So that's what I got for you.
I love the artwork on that middle card. That is,
oh,
I don't, yes. That is so appealing. About that card to me, that just, it really speaks to me. That's a cool card.
It is such a beautiful card.
So and that's I think with these cards, you know, I mean, I know most of the cards that I get, they're based on artwork. And I think the artist deserves, you know, every bit as much credit, if not more, than the actual, yeah, can know your spot to scratch your ear.
Oh, Promise was just meditating about self-doubt earlier, they said. I got chills from the reading you gave me. Thank you so much.
Oh, wow.
Chrissy is browsing our site while listening.
You are so welcome, Promise.
I just wanted to let Chrissy know, because she's browsing the site, that, you know, there's a bunch of stuff on there, but like it's almost nothing yet, actually, because our old website is thetarotguild.com, and we are replacing that with a static one, and the community features and profiles and instant messaging and groups and blogs and everything like that. We're moving it to Psychic Cafe. So we don't even have everybody and everything on there yet, Chrissy. So yeah, just go ahead and join free and hang out, and then we'll get more stuff on there. Chrissy wants a general reading, and then first, however, we're going to go to the phone lines. And by the way, folks, some people have dropped off. This is a good time to call in, 714-816-4628. As soon as you get through, press 1 on your dial pad. Give me a second. I need a swig of water.
Have you guys noticed that a lot of things that are coming up today are about communication?
Yeah, and the weird thing is that I was talking about tomorrow is the 3 energy communication, you know. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird.
I love it when synchronicity happens. I just love it because it's just like everybody's getting the same. Universal message communication, and whatever that means to you and however you need to adjust yourself.
Yep. So one more time, 714-816-4628. You'll see it down here scrolling in the scroll below me here. So if you forget the phone number, but go ahead and call in now. We got time to maybe take your call before we end the show. It's going to be short tonight. Another 10 minutes to go here. We're going to area code 475. Caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from? 475.
Sean, Stanford, Connecticut. Hello?
Hey, it's Sean. How you doing?
It's Sean.
Hey. Hi, Sean.
Oh, hello. How is everybody tonight?
Yeah, you got us all tonight. You got Charlotte and Michelle.
Oh, you got Charlotte, too. That makes it even three times as good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I finally got brave enough and put myself on here. Well, I didn't put myself on here. I accepted the invite to come on here is what I should say.
That's the way to put it. Accepted the invite.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, Sean?
Well, let's see. Well, I wonder what was up for the upcoming week.
Coming week. Do you have any big plans?
I want to tell you, I had the most interesting vision a couple of nights ago, or actually days ago. I was on the bus, and this is like a few days before the eclipse, and all of a sudden I saw stars. My eyes closed involuntarily, and all of a sudden I see stars as I'm traveling.
You saw stars while you were on
the
bus?
I was on the bus, yeah.
Wow.
I was going somewhere. And my eyes just closed involuntarily. All of a sudden, I see stars. I'm like, now that's cool.
Hmm. Okay.
Well, honestly, Sean, I only pulled one card for you, but I don't need to pull any others because this is like so ties in so much with that because, you know, you were on the bus, you closed your eyes, you had a vision. It was stars. I got the, and I'm sorry if I just jumped in before anybody else, but it's called.
No, we wanted you to go.
It's called Gathering Around the Power of Community.
Oh.
And then it talks about how we have to trust. And we have to know that we're safe where we are and gather people around us to keep us in step as we, you know, go from place to place. And I think your vision there was just letting you feel safe. It's like, go ahead, close your eyes and see what happens. And you're safe. You're on a bus full of people. And I don't know. This is.
I like that card too. I got justice for you, Sean. I got the justice card. So, you know, something going on with you is going to go your way. So that looks good, you know. Actually, let me pull another card just for fun. Oh, Eight of Pentacles. It's literally the getting to work card. Get to work, Sean. Damn it. Get to work. I don't know if
what
Michelle pulled a card or not.
I got the dream card.
Hmm. What? No way.
Dream. Cool. Program your dream, Sean.
Yeah.
You got it.
Yeah. Awesome. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Yes.
Always.
We'll talk to you again soon. Yeah. And, hey, that's the first time. Did you guys notice? That's, like, the first time that we did that where, you know, we pulled, you know, one or two cards and then the other person pulled a card or maybe two and then the other person pulled a card. It's just like pulling – everybody pulls one. It's like lightning round kind of thing.
I thought it
worked out really good, you know.
And they all worked together. They all worked together. It was like, it was like reading a the story in you know, is the right thing. The story showed up when they should.
Yes.
Okay.
I like it.
Wait, okay, we're going to test this. I'm going to start out, who was next? Chrissy wanted a general in the chat. I'm going to start out and pull a card Okay, Six of Pentacles. A windfall is coming, Chrissy. It's looking good. Okay, so everybody pull a card for Chrissy. Let's see what comes up. I think you're going to have some money coming in.
Innocence. There is an innocence to this windfall. It's not from hard work.
Oh.
It's a playful innocence to it.
Yeah, that's what I was, Michelle, that's what I was feeling when I pulled it. And you know, the Six of Pentacles can mean a lot of different things. And six is success in numerology. But a lot of times this card shows up and like on the show and all the readings we've been doing, when this card's showing up, I never get the most traditional thing, you know,
right.
which is a windfall. That, you know, that's one of the most traditional meanings. And also it is, you know, like the merchant is handing out alms to the poor here. It's not something Chrissy gets from work, like you said. It's easy. It's passive. Passive, that's a good word for it.
That's it, yep.
Yeah, it's like you open your mailbox and it's an unexpected check. Or, you know, it could be anything.
Almost like a gift. Yeah.
Charlie, yep. What'd you pull?
I pulled the Lost Compass Getting Back to Integrity card.
Cool.
Which is all the same thing, and it's like, you know, true north never changes. Sometimes you have to get lost. You have to reset yourself. And then once you do, you find your way home and you've learned and you're back to the, you know, the integrity that you knew you always had, which in a sense is going to give you the blessing and what's the word I'm looking for? Like multiples in,
you give back?
When you give, you get back. But it's just, yeah, and to me it's saying, you know, integrity is huge. You know, the more.
Yeah. Oh, so Chrissy's in the chat and she goes, hey, thanks. It's resonating, waiting for the third comment. So that, she typed that right before you started, Charlotte. And then just now she put, it's like a bomb going off icon, you know, like starburst. Bomb.
Yeah.
Explosions.
I love it.
So, Dax, I just have to say, those cards that I had you call earlier,
mm-hmm.
they have been more accurate. If you went through and picked the card, every card you wanted out of the deck, you know, picked five cards, you couldn't have picked, you know, more cards that went together better than the ones you picked when I was like kind of having a little panic attack about tonight. Because it's been fun. It's been.
Drink lots of water.
Drink lots of water.
By the way, we have another phone call.
We do? I love phone calls.
Let's see if we can squeeze this in before the end of the show. Dan said something about pay it forward. Okay, let me go to... Oh, no, they dropped off. I guess they heard us talking about the end of the show and thought, you know, we wouldn't get them in. It was area code 510. Well... if you're listening out there and you can call in the next few seconds here, I will grab your call, but it looks like we're going to end the show here in a little bit. Jill was talking about, I don't know if it was when we were talking to Sean, mentioned it being lucid dreaming. What was the dreaming thing? Was it?
He was on the bus, dreaming about the bus.
Yeah. She also said, make sure you have enough water because it can also be dehydration. But anyway.
Did you see the bottom where Chrissy says, I've been busy resetting and manifesting. And I'm like,
I was just going to bring that up.
Nice.
Yes, yes. And, speaking of that, Chrissy. Chrissy, don't go anywhere yet. I'm actually going to tell you. It's so funny. We don't know how Sean spells his name. And Jill put S-H-A-W-N. And on the phone line, I wrote S-E-A-N, like Sean Penn. Anyway, don't go anywhere yet, Chrissy, because we're going to tell you what's coming up on the network. Yes. And I got to see if I can make the magic work here. That's the problem, because I'm using things all messed up. Okay, here it is. Anyway, just want to remind everybody that you guys can grab us a cup of coffee, you know, during the show or before or after the show. You know, it's like our tip jar. You know, if you, you know, other channels have mega chat, or what do they call it? The mega chat, the something chat, you know,
super chat.
Yeah. They have the super chat where they can, you know, send in a question and money. We don't have that yet. So we have the cheap version. You go over to psychic.cafe/coffee and you buy us a cup of coffee. That's right. And so if you're enjoying the show, if you got a mini reading, if you got something good out of it, maybe you learned something new about tarot or numerology or something else on the show, maybe you just like hanging out with us in the cafe, psychic.cafe/coffee is where you go. Also, for those of you new, that's also the secret way that you get to jump the line, so to speak. Yeah. If you buy us a cup of coffee and let us know, you know, if you give us your area code, we'll bring your call on first. Or if you have a question in the chat, we'll take your question in chat first. We'll stop whatever we're doing. We'll go right to your call or question, and we'll spend more time with you. We'll let you even ask more questions even. So.
Yeah, some of those have turned out so cool because we did get to spend a little more time with that person, and it just opened it up like a flower buds. Like a rose,
right,
opens up. Just spending that little more time is just like that rose just opening up just a little bit more, letting that fragrance out, letting the color come out. And,
the other thing,
that's cool.
The other thing about that, though, is that would be a good time for, like, all of us to do input. What I'm trying to do nowadays, even with just, you know, one co-host, but especially like this where there's three of us, two co-hosts and me, it's actually three co-hosts is technically the way to say it, because we're all co-hosts. Yeah, that's the way to say it. So, you know, whether there's two or three, you know, when I'm by myself, it's different, but when there's two or three, you know, what I try to do is like have one person pull cards on one question, have somebody else pull cards on a different question, and I'll pull cards on a different question. But then if they grab us a cup of coffee, we'll spend more time. We'll all pull cards on your thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I did want to mention that we are in our 20th year. Psyche Talk is the official broadcast of the Tarot Guild. That's right. 20 years of the Tarot Guild. We have a sale going on, so it's free to join Psyche Cafe. There's the URL right there, www.psychic.cafe. Just go over there. You can sign up. You'll see the green join button. There's also buttons where you can sign up through your social media accounts, or you can just hit that green button and put in your, you know, a password, an email, and a username. Yeah. But we do have a paid membership. We have one that's annual, but we also have this lifetime membership. You're paid up for life. And unlike the annual, and very soon we're going to be starting a monthly, we're going to have a monthly and an annual subscription. But those don't include some of the great goodies you get with the lifetime membership. With the lifetime membership, in addition to all of the benefits you get as a premium member, you know, an annual or a monthly member, you also get my course free, Tarot by the Numbers. That's a $297 course you get free. Also, your certification is included. You don't have to pay for certification. It's included. That saves you $124. And it's 75% off right now. So instead of $297, it's $78, We even have it split up into two payments if you prefer to do it that way. So, hey, you can pay $39, and then a month from now you'll be charged another $39. You're paid up for life. That's it. No more payments. It's just great, and it's going away soon, so you want to take advantage of that. Daily shows. Okay, so we've been experimenting with Psyche Talk and doing shows every day and things like that, but things have come up, and we've had to take days off here and there and everything. So I don't think I'm going to actually promote it as shows every day anymore. Okay, you know, we're on here at least every other day, plus Saturday and Sunday. So, yeah, and I think we're going to be, you know, we're liking the evening shows. I think we might be switching to evening shows Monday. Probably going to do, see, I got meetings on Tuesdays. I'm thinking maybe Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, or Monday, Thursday. So I just put that out there, that make sure you check the upcoming streams list, because it may be changing, you know. And also keep in mind, some of our shows are starting at, you know, 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 East Coast, like New York. And other shows are 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern. Yes. But you can always just go to psychic.cafe/live. That link will always take you to the next upcoming show. So if you're not sure, confused, couldn't find it, you know, whatever, just type in psychic.cafe/live. It's going to take you over to the upcoming live on YouTube, and you can catch the date and the time and everything like that there. Yeah. And on Fridays, it's Compassionate Light with spiritual channel Catherine Hahn. I have not heard from Catherine. She was away on vacation, okay? Then I talked to her, I think it was the 31st. She paid her host fee for April. She was supposed to start back up on, you know, the first Friday. That didn't happen, okay? Let me look at the calendar here. That was supposed to be the 5th. I have not heard from her since. It's like 11 days now. I do not know what's going on. We're messaging and emailing and trying to get a hold of her. It's been 11 days. So I doubt she's doing a show tomorrow. I may or may not pop on in the evening and do a show. I haven't decided yet. I'm still waiting to hear from Catherine. So that's a little confusing stuff going on right now, but we'll get that ironed out by the end of the month. But Mystic Corner, Michelle's Mystic Corner, is coming up. Woo-hoo! Yes, it's the second. It's the second and fourth Saturdays. So the second Saturday is this coming Saturday, the 13th. Michelle will be on. I'll be guest co-hosting, I think. Am I guest co-hosting, Michelle?
Yes.
Or are you doing the show all by yourself?
No, you can guest co-host.
Oh, and Michelle's going to be talking about the Lenny card, the Lernamon.
Yeah.
And I know virtually nothing except for, I know there's 36 cards. I've seen, you know, a few of them. I don't know anything about, like, what all the cards are, how to read with them, the history. I know nothing about it. So this is going to be a lot of fun on Saturday. Okay. That's right. And then, I'm going to try to do a live meeting this coming Sunday, 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern. You just go to psychic.cafe/Zoom. In fact, pop in 15 minutes, even a half hour before the discussion Q&A time at 1 Pacific, 4 Eastern. You know, pop in 12:30 Pacific or 3:30 Eastern and just do a meet and greet with us and all. And a lot of people like Michelle and Dan and Jill and Charlotte and Ellie and different people at different times, Nick and everybody, pop in on these. Now, we were doing it, as you can see on this, we're doing it every Sunday. But two things. One, we're doing the lives, and it's the same thing. You can ask questions during these lives, during these shows, right? Also, we were having it, we mostly started up doing it every Sunday because of the new website, Psychic Cafe. We wanted people to be able to get oriented, come in. I can share the screen. I can show them how to use features, things like that. We've been doing it for a while now, and just the same few people are showing up. We are not, you know, getting a lot of people, so it doesn't make sense to do this every Sunday. So I'm kind of, for now, I'm going to see how it works. I'm going to do every other Sunday. So the Sunday, the first and third Sundays, we have the Angelic View with Maria like we did last Sunday. On the off Sundays where she doesn't have an Angelic View show, the second and fourth Sundays, I'm going to do this live. And we're not going to do a show because you can come join us for the live. That's right. I'm sorry, I said that wrong. I'm not going to do a show or, you know, a live on YouTube and a simulcast show on radio. I'm going to do the Zoom with the live discussion and live Q&A. So it'll be all nice and intimate and private, and it's not being broadcasted. So it's just us, whoever shows up in the Zoom meeting, and that's it. So although you can ask questions during these shows and everything and get everything answered, what I like about the Zooms is it's a little more intimate. It's we don't have any, you know, time constraints. We don't have any commercial messages we need to get out. We're not doing readings. We're not, you know, doing things like that. It's just discussing about the Tarot Guild, Psyche Talk, the network, how to be a host on the network, how to get everything set up on our new website, Psychic Cafe, and things like that. Yep. So the Angelic View, a little up in the air for the Angelic View too. You know, guys, I'm wondering if it's this whole Mercury retrograde thing. Because I did the show on Sunday, the 6th, with Maria, the 7th. And the next show scheduled is the 21st. But she's not sure if she's doing it or not because she's going to be snowbirding it back up to leave Florida and go back up to New York. I think Hudson's
out. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And this is the thing. Here, let me try to get back on here. There we go. Where are you, Michelle?
Right here.
Pop in.
Maybe.
Pop in. Well, your camera's not on. That's what I said. Pop in.
There we go.
There you go. Okay, because I want to talk to you guys about this. It's weird because everything's having an issue, you know, except for your show, Michelle. Yours is great. like she's going up to Hudson Valley. It isn't until like the next week though, but she's not sure if she's going to do the show. And then going forward, she might go down to doing just one live show and maybe a pre-show. We're not 100% sure, but I'm just saying how, you know, with us doing different things with the Psychic Talk shows that I do during the week and occasionally on Saturday and Sunday. And then Compassionate Light, you know, that's all changing because we're doing day and night and different days and we're not doing every day maybe. And then Catherine, we don't know what's going on with her. Maria, we don't know what's going on with the Angelic View, you know. So
wow.
And
yeah.
that, along with all the technical issues we've been having, I'm thinking, wow, maybe it's just all a Mercury retrograde thing because it's almost the entire month of April. I didn't know that. The 1st through the 24th.
Yeah.
It's insane. It's, oh my God.
That is crazy.
Oh, I did want to pop back over here and show your banner again real quick, Michelle. You guys don't have to turn your cameras off. Leave them on. Because I wanted to mention, you know, I mentioned the 13th, but I forgot to mention you have a show coming up on the 27th,
yes.
The 2nd and 4th. And this is going to be a great show because on April 27th, you're going to do your first ever interview with psychic medium Sunny Hancock. And no, I said that it kind of came out wrong there, you know, not her first ever interview with Sunny. Her first ever interview, period, and it's going to be with psychic medium Sunny Hancock. And, you know, I want to learn, you know, more stuff about being a psychic medium and everything. I have no clue. So, you know, it's going to be totally fascinating to hear all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dan is in chat, says, Dax, I just love the community you have built and adding the cafe, even more awesome. Okay. And awesome show tonight.
Dax, can I pop in for one moment, Tito? It was something that while you were talking about, like right at the very beginning of this little section that we're doing now, is when you were talking about people joining, doing the license membership. And what I want to point out is, you know, this isn't our first rodeo. Like you said, we have been doing this for because I feel like I've been here for 20 years. I haven't been here for quite that long, but it's been a while. I think of all the people here, I'm the second oldest person here as far as, you know. But, you know, you have been keeping this show together for 20 years. And so to pay for a lifetime membership, you're not really gambling your money. Dax has already proven that he's got a good thing going. I mean, 20 years. I mean, how many years do you have to prove yourself before you prove that you know what you're doing and that you're here to stay? And so if you're sitting on the fence thinking, lifetime membership, how long does a lifetime membership really mean? Well, in this case, we've already been here 20 years. So, you know, how much more time do you have left in your life before you have to worry about it, before you feel like you've gotten your money's worth for paying for this excellent price that you're offering right now?
Right.
To be part of this great group. And can I also just say one thing, you know, to anybody that maybe is still listening on the phones, I don't know, and anybody new that's in the chat, I mean, you've seen how much fun we have. We have here tonight is not an anomaly.
Mm-hmm.
We always have fun.
Yeah.
But we mean what we say when we give a reading. We're not just making stuff up. The thing that makes me the happiest is being able to help people on here. And Dax is such a gifted person when it comes to stuff like that, because he's got so many different what do you call him, Dax? He's got so many different gifts that he can call on. He's got one that he specializes in, which is tarot.
But then
he's got all these other things, and he's so good at helping people. And then Michelle, such a sweetheart. I mean, just such an awesome, sweet person. And like Maria, there's been two just this year where she has helped me so much personally, and she had no idea. She had no idea because she and I don't really chat like Dax and I do. But she was just like, one time she's like, I think we just need to, let's go out of phone order this time. And she picked my phone number, and it was a day that I needed help from.
Oh, wow.
The guardian angels. Do you remember that day?
Yeah. Oh, Charlotte.
Just last Sunday, again, thing.
Yeah. But Charlotte, you were mentioning, you know, about people that are new, you know, hey, you know, come back, you know, because it's fun just to come and hang out. And I wanted to mention, Dan said it in the chat, but I forgot to mention, have everybody subscribe. Because if you subscribe to the channel, then you'll get notified when the next show is coming on, you know, and you can pop in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it may not be every day anymore, but it'll be almost every day, you know.
Yeah, it'll be more than it was. And the other thing that we haven't mentioned today, and I'm going to animal communication is getting my way into there. And I love it when animals just pop in and, you know, share with me what they think about their people. And I have had people call and say, hey, can you help me with my animal? But that's another thing that we're offering now too, is when I'm here, I'm not here all the time. I'm just kind of here as a when I, you know, every now and then, but.
No, we love having you.
If you ever, I've even had a couple of medium questions, and I'm like, I do not consider myself a medium.
Me neither, but I actually answered them. And the other thing, you know, I just had to say this because you mentioned that, is I'm so excited that Michelle's having Sunny on, because I want to learn more, because I was never interested in it, because like, I don't like channeling other entities through my body, you know, and I don't like I don't want to connect that way for mediumship, you know. But the few times we have gotten the questions and we pulled cards on it, we, you know, I mean, it actually came out amazing, you know. It was just
Day that you channeled ISIS, I was like,
whoa, ISIS came through.
So there's also things like that that happen, and so come back, subscribe, be part of our group.
I know, you know, we were going to end about, it's 7:51 my time, we were going to end at 7:30, you know.
It's only 20 minutes.
But that's the thing, we have another phone call, so I want to try to get to that phone call. You know, and it's just good timing, you know.
Of course they do, because I just throw my cards away.
Yeah, well, of course. Yeah. But we would have ended at 7:30, but, you know, Charlotte needed to talk for 20 minutes, so we... But that gave time for the caller to get in. It's area code 678. Hello, caller, are you there, 678?
Hi, I'm here.
Hello.
It's Kathy.
What's your name, hon? Where are you calling in from? What's your name?
Kathy from Georgia.
Kathy from Georgia.
Kathy.
Yay. Glad we got you in last second.
Oh, wow.
What's going on? What do you want to chat about?
Mm-hmm. Finances. Do you see my finances getting better next month?
Are they getting better? Let's see.
That's the age-old question. And it's, man, it's come up more and more since COVID. It's like,
I'm going to let Michelle go first on this one. I want to see what she gets.
I know. I'm kind of the same way. I'm like, I'm glad I'm always laughing.
So you got to get through the politics of the finances. You got to get through all the red tape, all the taxes, the savings that you might need to start. You might need to maybe go into the past and see if you need to start clearing up debt. Because sometimes it's really hard to move forward when you have debt hanging over you. And the debt may look like the Rebel card, which is what I have pulled up for you.
The Rebel card.
So, you know, maybe there is some payment plans out there. Maybe there's some envelope ideas you could start doing, making some savings, you know, $5 in this envelope, $5 in that envelope, because the last card I drew is the Lover's card. It is a success card because it is number 6, but it's also about choices. So what choices can you make along the road of financial freedom that you may have to give up something, you may have to let go of something, you may have to take something on in order to release. And so choices, consideration, time to really dig deep into the finances and start a new budget. And that's what I'm getting for you.
Okay. I'm just going to tack on. I got the Ten of Wands. And so you may be feeling overburdened right now, but the important thing to note in the Ten of Wands is you're making steady progress to your goal. You know, it's not like you're not moving. You're making progress. You're almost there, really, you know. And then, of course, 10 reduces to 1. 1 plus 0 is 1 in numerology, new beginnings. So 10 is that hairbreadth moment after the end of a cycle, 9, and the beginning of the next. So I feel like you're right there. So if you, you know, heed all the stuff that Michelle just said, yeah. Let's see if Charlotte's got a message for
I
you,
do.
Kathy.
And, okay, here is, I love stuff like this. So I actually, there was one deck that I hadn't put away, and it was the Eternal Seeker Oracle. And I've been shuffling that deck all night. And I pulled out, the cards I pulled out were 23, 21, and 22. If you can believe it, I pulled out 3 consecutive numbers, not necessarily in the right order, but 23 is rebirth. And so that talks about, you know, almost exactly what Michelle said, is you're going to have to maybe give up some things. You're going to have to reevaluate your life because, you know, like Einstein said, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result is just, you know, a form of insanity. So rebirth is, to me, it reminds me of the devil card in tarot. You know, you keep what you need. You choose to keep what you keep, what you want, but just remember that whatever you're keeping might be holding you back. And so that's what with the rebirth, and the little dragon is just so adorbs.
I love my dragon.
I can hardly stand it.
I know.
And then number 21 was intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Which again is the same thing, and it's like and coming from an overthinker, and Dax will tell you, everybody, Michelle will tell you, Charlotte is the number one overthinker. Stop overthinking, listen to your intuition, quit worrying, quit throwing in all these but what if. Just listen to your intuition. Listen to your what your heart's telling you.
Mm.
Maybe as you change things, see what's helping you. Even if you're only getting $5 more a month, hey, listen to your intuition, because that's going to push you along in the right way. And then the third one that ties this all together, again, another super cutie card called Heart Song. And yeah, it's the same thing. It's like, listen to your, it's a number 22, and Dax can tell you what the number 22 means, because I'm not good with the numbers. But it's, you know, I remember all these things till I have to go to say it, but it's the entire universe has added its blessings to your journey and is assisting and accompanying you on your path. Goodness, joy, mercy, and success are yours for the taking if you reach out and grasp the possibilities. So there you go. That, to me, that says, you know, if, you know, you can't expect the universe to just go dump a pile of gold in your lap. You know, you got to work at it. You got to reach out. There's a possibility there, take it. If that one doesn't work, don't give up. Just, you know, refine your thinking a little bit and go on. And then find what makes your heart sing and allow that song to become the background music in your life. How beautiful is that? So that is
awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hope that helped you out.
I hope that helped her out too.
Yeah, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming and watching and listening. And you guys for being here. It was a lot of fun. Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thanks for inviting me, guys.
Yep. And we'll be back with the Mystic Corner soon, right?
Yeah.
Saturday.
Thank you, guys.
Hold on, I gotta end the show. Oh dear, now I'm gonna have to do a ton of editing.